Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. And you know, Jesus didn't come back yesterday. Aye, and maybe he'll come back today. I hope you are ready for his appearing. Now then, I'm going to give you some reasons today why the believer cannot be condemned. This is a whole series we've been doing for almost 2 weeks now on one little verse, Romans 8 and verse 34, which gives us four reasons why the believer cannot be condemned. Reason number one is that Christ had died. Reason number two is that, yea, rather, he is risen again. Reason number three, who is at the right hand of God. Now, that's where we started yesterday. You know, when Jesus Christ is described as being at the right hand of God, it tells us in the book of Hebrews in chapter 10 that he is seated at the right hand of God. And the fact that he is seated there as our priest means that his work of redemption is accomplished. And he makes intercession for us. And now, do you know how he makes intercession for us? It's wonderful. He simply appears for us, who doth appear in the presence of God for us. Oh, yes. And so, as the old hymn writer said, five bleeding wounds he bears, received on Calvary. They pour effectual prayers. They strongly plead for me. Forgive him, oh forgive, they cry, that ransom sinner must not die. Oh no, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Nothing can condemn you. Jesus has suffered the penalty for your sin. He has taken the curse of your sin. Cursed is he that hangs upon the tree. Oh listen, he's become sin for us. The just has died for the unjust that he would bring us to God, and he's not going to allow you to be condemned, for he was condemned in your place and in your stead. But listen, he's at the right hand of the Father, and that means that's the place of acceptance. It doesn't mean a literal right hand. By the way, get off this trip that the Father has got a physical body. No, no, no. The only physical body that God has is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father, seated at the Father's right hand, or seated on the Father's right hand, simply means seated in the place of acceptance and favor and power. And the Bible says that we are in him if we believe. And that means wherever he is, we are. And that's why it says in Ephesians 2:6, he's raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. So who is he that condemneth? Christ is risen, and we've been risen with him. You cannot be condemned if you've believed and trusted in Jesus Christ. Now the big question is, have you? Oh, yes, I had a great experience. No, no, no. Are you trusting your experience? Then that's a wooden that's just a straw man. I mean, listen to me. You've got to trust in Christ Jesus, his doing and dying, his accomplishments. Now, if you'll do that, I don't care what sins you've committed, they will be forgiven you, because God is merciful. Why don't you come to Jesus and ask him to forgive you? If you do, he'll save you to the uttermost, and that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.